Mishnayis, Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yutes, is learned in memory of Sarah Elkin, Baser of Shneir Zalman, Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achron Shel Pesach, Halafim Tov Shin Ayin. Mishnayis is learned to benefit her soul, Tehei Nishmosa, Tzrur B'Sreid Achai. Mishnah Aleph, Perek Yutes. Rabbi Lezer says, Im Loi Hevi Keli Me'er of Shabbos, if he did not bring the Moyer, the one that does the circumcision, did not bring along the knife of Erev Shabbos on before Shabbos, Mevi B'Shabbos, he's permitted to bring it on Shabbos. Megula, that it has to be opened for everybody to see, that for Mila, it is permissible to be Mechal Shabbos, desecrate the Shabbos. U'Besakona, and at the time when there was a decree not to circumcise, Mechaseyu al Pi'edim, you can carry the moyel can carry the knife covered, but there should be witnesses to see that what he's carrying is a knife, so that people should not suspect him that he's carrying something else. Further said Rabbi Eliezer, koyisim eitzim lasis pechomim, you can chop wood to make coals, velasis clay barzel, and to make an iron knife in order to circumcise in Shabbos. Klal omar Rabbi Akiva said a rule, kol malacha she'efshel la'asoysim erev Shabbos, all jobs you're able to do it from before Shabbos, that is to prepare the mila knife, anything that you can do Shabbos in the doiches of Shabbos, does not push away Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'she'efshel la'asoysim erev Shabbos, and that cannot be done from before Shabbos, so then doiches of Shabbos, then you can that overrides the Shabbos, you're allowed to circumcise on Shabbos. That's the Bartanura. The Malazar Eimanim Loi Hevi Keli. That's the Izemel, that's the Mila knife, the circumcision knife, Lomola Satinuk, to circumcise the baby. Mevi'i B'Shabbos Magula. He has to bring in Shabbos open. Lohidia, to notify, to let known, Shechaviva Mitzvah Zu, that this mitzvah is there, Shemachal Leos HaShabbos, that you even desecrate the Shabbos for it to perform this mitzvah. U'besakona, and in the time when there was a danger, Shagozru Gizeda, that's when the government had decreed Alamila against circumcision. Mechaseyu al Pi'edim, he can cover the knife by witnesses. Sheyu'idu, they will testify, Sheyizemel Shal Mitzvahu, that this is a knife for a mitzvah, who maybe he's bringing. V'lo yichashdu, so people should not suspect him, Sheunaisu Shal Chfetzu, that he's carrying other objects. Velasis barzel, and in order to make a piece of metal, kidelasis zemel limila, to make a knife for the mila. But Rabbi Akiva gave a rule. He said, "Kol malacha she'efshel la'asoysa, any job that you're able to do from before Shabbos, kigoin, like for example, machshire midrala." Those that prepare for the circumcision. Hoil ve'efshel la'asoysa made of Shabbos. Since you are able to do it from before Shabbos, and dechenes Shabbos, they don't override the Shabbos. Upolegad Rabbi Lezer, and he disagrees with Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer says that you can make even the pechamim to make the metal on Shabbos. And he says, no, if you can do it before Shabbos, you have to do it before Shabbos. And he says, she'efshel la'asoysa made of Shabbos. The only thing that what you cannot do from before Shabbos. What is that? Kigoy milatzma, the circumcision itself. Sheyevshel lo lasis, he cannot do the mila from before Shabbos. The zman lo bishmini doicha Shabbos, because the time of it is on the eighth day, that overrides Shabbos. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, that only the mila itself overrides the Shabbos, but all the preparation for the mila that can be done on Friday do not override the Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Mishnah base. Oisim kol torche mila b'Shabbos, you're permitted to do all that you need for the circumcision on Shabbos. Moyalim, you circumcise upoidim, and you also rip the skin that covers the mila umoitzitzin, and you do the metzitza, you suck the blood, v'noishin aleho is palnis coming, and you place on the mila the bandage, and you put the kamoin, that's the medicine for it to heal, not to get an infection. Im lo shochak merev Shabbos, if he did not grind up the kamoin from before Shabbos, lo yis b'shino v'noisin, so he chews it up with his teeth and place it on Shabbos on the mila. Im lo toraf yayin v'shemen, if from before Shabbos he did not mix wine with oil, to place it on the wound on Shabbos, so then don't mix it on Shabbos, but Yinosin Zeba'atzmi, Zeba'atzmi, he should pour each one separately, the wine separately, and the oil separately. Ve'ein oisin lo cholik l'chatchila, you're not allowed to make on Shabbos, to begin with, a shirt or a bandage to pull up the skin of the circumcision so that it doesn't grow back to cover again. But you can cover it with a piece of cloth on the mila. If Shabbos, if he did not prepare the cloth for Erev Shabbos, so he wraps it on his finger. And you can bring the cloth even from another yard. Bartanura, so it says that you can do all needs of the Mila Shabbos Moyalim, that is Choytiches Orla, to cover the skin, the foreskin, Upoirim. Poirim is you rip the skin, the thinner skin, Hamachasa Risha Gid, that covers the top of the Gid. Umeitzitzin, and you do the Metzitza Sadam of the blood. Va'avo Pisho Oisa Chabura, even though he makes a wound, She'en Haddam. Because the blood does not move itself from its place where it is connected, but through the metzitza, you still, that's part of the mila, and that you can do on Shabbos. And you place on the mila is palonis, that's a tachboishes, a bandage, and the kamoin, that's the medicine that goes on the bandage. If you did not, Mishnah said, you did not grind it from before Shabbos, lo yis bishinov, you chew it with your teeth and place it. Because as much as possible, you can make it in a shinu, in a change from the usual way of the weekday. Mishana, he should change. Im loy toraf yain v'shemen, if he hadn't mixed wine with oils. There was the custom they were used to. So you tell from Mekaira, they would mix in a plate yain v'shemen, wine and oil. Ma'arvin oisom yachad, and they would mix them together. L'refua, as a medicine, a healing alamila for the mila, kederach shaterfim beitzim bekayrav, similar to mixing up and banging up eggs in a plate. If so, you place them each one separately. That's what it said. And lachatchila, it says that not to make a choluk, not to make a choluk for the mila. What does that mean? Chaticha shel beged, that's a piece of a cloth, of a garment, nekuva, that it has a hole, machnisin samila boisa nekev, and you place the mila in that hole, so that the skin should not go back and cover up again the gid. So what happens is, it can cover with a smartut. If he didn't prepare from before Shabbos, in lohiskin, lohiskin means lohizman, he didn't prepare. He wraps it on his finger derech malbush, in a way of a garment. L'shanoisei, to make a change derech etzov b'choil, from the way he carries the weekday, because he has to go ahead and bring it from the other the cloth from the other place, from the other house. So he should wrap it on his finger, so to make it in a different way than he does the usual way, and he can carry it afilu mechotzer acheres, even from another yard. Loi mi boy, he says the Bartanura. It goes without saying, mebayis lebayis ba'isu chotzer, from one house to another house within that courtyard. Afal pishalo ivu, even though there is no erev, so that you can do for sure. Afilu lo chotzer acherev sheni murav zimam, but even to another yard who does not have an erev with them, there too you can go ahead and wrap this smartut on the etzboy to bring it to the chotzer. Mishnah Gimel. Architzines a cotton, you can wash the child, the baby, on Shabbos, bein lefnei hamila, bein lachar hamila, also before the circumcision, also after the circumcision, mezalfin olo biyad. How do you wash him? So the Mishnah says that you sprinkle water on him with your hands. Avaloi bikli, but not with a vessel. And to wash in the normal way is not permitted. Rabbi Lezman Azariah says, that you can wash the child in the usual way on the third day after the Mila, even if it's on Shabbos. Remember, because the Pasuk says, because so it says that it was on the third day when they were
in pain. Those are the people of Shechem after the Shimon Levi got them to circumcise. So we see that on the third day, a person still has pain. Therefore, he's permitted to wash on the third day, even on Shabbos. Suffolk, if it's a doubt whether the child was born to 7 months, so that means that he will live, so it's not sure, then you're permitted to circumcise him on Shabbos. Or the question is, if he was born to 8 months, and if he was born by 8 months, the pregnancy, then he won't live. So then, that's in the time of the Mishnah, that it was 7 months can live, but 8 months not. So then, you cannot circumcise on Shabbos, because it's not sure. But androgynous, a child who's an androgynous, who has both signs, and you're not sure whether it's a male or a female, so you cannot desecrate Shabbos for him to circumcise the androgynous on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda matid b'androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda says that you are permitted to circumcise an androgynous on Shabbos. Mishneh Gimel, in Bar Tanura, marchitzin es hakotn, hay marchitzin. When we say that you wash the cotton before the circumcision, after the circumcision, so this bathing, this washing, lav kidarkehu, it's not in the usual way. The Tana is safe from the frusheresha, because in the end of the towards the and the end of the Mishnah, he explains to you what he means in the beginning, because it says here that keitzad marchitzin, how do you wash? Kigain lezalef biyad, that means to sprinkle with the hand. Avol bikli, but with a vessel, afilu lezalef oser, even to pour, it's prohibited. For sure, not to wash in the usual way. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah chulu. Rabbi Azariah, etc. He poligat Tanakama. He disagrees in the Tanakama. V'sover, he holds marchitzin as a cotton. You can bathe the child kidarka in the usual manner. Bein lifnei amila, bein la'achar amila, whether it's before the circumcision or after the circumcision. Ubiyema gimel demila nami, and also on the third day of the circumcision, also bein dechamin shehuch muber of Shabbos, whether it's with warm water that had been warmed up from before Shabbos, bein dechamin shehuch muber Shabbos atzmei, or with water that was warmed up on Shabbos itself, the sakonis nefoshesi, because that is a danger of the life of the child's life, and therefore you can do it. Valocha kerabelazim ben Azariah. That you can bathe in either way, and also on the third day. What happens if you have a child who's a sofik? We're not sure whether it's ben ches chadoshim, whether he was 8 months of pregnancy, or sofik ben tes, or he's the 9 month pregnancy. The ben ches, because if he was born of 8 months of pregnancy, he's kevin balmo, then he's considered just like a stone. We're not going to live. And milosu dechi Shabbos. His circumcision does not override the Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda matir ba'androgynous, he permits. The Tanakh Kama said no, because we're not sure, but Rabbi Yehuda, if he's a male, Rabbi Yehuda says no, that is permissible ba'androgynous. Midiksi, because it says in Bereishis, Yudvav, it says, him elochem kol zochon, circumcise you all males, what they call, the rabbis androgynous, that is coming to include the androgynous. The Drigu has both signs, the male and the female signs. The Tanakama or Losoi Ksiv. And Tanakama says, Yilacham Kol Zohar or Losoi, Mishu Kule Oral. That's his, whoever is totally Oral stuffed, Yatzazeh. But this one excluded Andrigu, the Shechet Sinikeva. He's half female, he's not fully closed. And the Inaloch Kereb Yehuda. The Loch is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And an Andrigu, you cannot be. You cannot do circumcision on Shabbos. Mishneh Dalet, Mishoy l'shtei tinekes, one who has two children to circumcise. Echad lamol achar Shabbos, one needs to be circumcised after Shabbos. Echad lamol b'Shabbos, and one needs to be circumcised on Shabbos. V'shochach, and then he forgot which child needs to be circumcised after Shabbos and which one needs to be circumcised on Shabbos. Vol eshel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos chayv, and then he accidentally circumcised the child that was supposed to be circumcised after Shabbos, and he circumcised on Shabbos. So everybody agrees that he is liable, because doing this circumcision, he did not do any mitzvah. Echad lamol b'erev Shabbos, echad lamol b'Shabbos. But if he needed to circumcise one child before Shabbos, and one child on Shabbos, and then before Shabbos, he did not circumcise,
Shochach, and on Shabbos you forgot which child that you needed to circumcise before Shabbos and which one you have to circumcise today. Umol as shall erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he circumcised the one from before Shabbos on Shabbos. So Rabbi Elazar b'chayv chatos. Rabbi Elazar says you will be liable for a chatos because the child that you needed to circumcise before Shabbos, you're not permitted to circumcise on Shabbos. But Rabbi Yeshua poiter, Rabbi Yeshua is exempt from a law for chatos, because this child that he circumcised in Shabbos, he still nevertheless did a mitzvah because he did circumcision, and that's why there won't be a chatos. Says the Bartanura, Mi shohayu lo shtei tinekes, one who has two children. Pligi amiroi b'shas begins the Mishnah Zu. There is a disagreement between amiroim and the Gemara as far as the version of this Mishnah. B'agirsa shetofsu rabbeisa iker, and the version that my teachers have taken is the main. Kachi, and this is the Iker Kachi, that's the main thing. Misha yilo yishtei tinek is one who has two children. Echad lomu lachar Shabbos, vechad lomu b'Shabbos. One has to be circumcised after Shabbos, and one is on Shabbos. B'shokach lomu lachar Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he made a mistake, and he circumcised the one that has to be circumcised after Shabbos, and he accidentally circumcised on Shabbos. Then he's chayiv. He's liable. Because he didn't do any mitzvah. But then what happens? Echad lomol b'erev Shabbos, v'echad lomol b'Shabbos. If one was to be circumcised before Shabbos, one on Shabbos, v'shokach omol shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and then he did the Friday one, he did it on Shabbos. So Rabbi Elazar b'chayv chatos, Rabbi Elazar says, chayv chatos, Rabbi Yeshua, paid Rabbi Yeshua, accepted. This is the verse, the version, and the girsa, the way you read the Mishnah. V'achi pirusha, and this is the interpretation. If you go and circumcise the Sunday baby and you circumcise him on Shabbos, then according to everybody he'll be liable. Because he made a mistake in a matter of a mitzvah, but also a mitzvah, and he didn't do a mitzvah when he circumcised the one that after Shabbos and Shabbos, he didn't do any mitzvah because it's a seventh day. If circumcising on the seventh day, you're not doing a mitzvah. And this Rabbi Yeshua will agree that he'll have to bring a chatos, he's obligated for a chatos for this circumcising. However, if he needs to circumcise one on Friday and one on Shabbos, and he circumcised the Friday one on Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar b'chayv chatos. Rabbi Elazar says you like a chatos. The milah shel bizmano. Because circumcision, which is not in its time, in other words, you didn't do it, if it's not the eighth day, it's the ninth day, it's not in the right time. And the Deicha Shabbos, that does not override the Shabbos. So, Ba'avagav the Tov Midvar Mitzvah, although he made a mistake in a mitzvah matter, because he was preoccupied with the one that needs to be circumcised on Shabbos. And because of this, Tov Bazeh made a mistake and he circumcised the other one. Also with this one, he did a mitzvah. For he is fit to circumcise. It's after the eighth day. It's his ninth day. It's only does nine days of Shabbos. But nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar holds Torah with mitzvah. But also mitzvah shein nedech Shabbos chayim. If he makes a mistake in a mitzvah matter and he does the mitzvah that does not override the Shabbos, he would still be liable. But on the other hand, we have Rabbi Yeshua. He is poiter. Shua says that you accept the Svira lay because the Shua holds that Tov Bidvar Mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah shein nedech the Shabbos potter. If you make a mistake in a mitzvah matter, and you did a mitzvah that does not override the Shabbos, you potter, kivan the sover hoya, since you thought Shabbos Bezdin hu oisa, that he's doing it by the right of Bezdin, and v'halocha kirem Yeshua, the halocha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that he'll be potter from a karmel chatas. Since he was preoccupied with the mitzvah, and he was thought he was doing a mitzvah, and he is doing a mitzvah, but not bizmana, he would is not doicha, but since he did it, he won't be chayav achatos. Mishnah hey. Katan nimar l'shmoina. A child is circumcised to 8 days from the time he's born, or letisha, sometimes to 9 days, v'lasora, sometimes 10 days, v'lachar osor, sometimes 11 days, v'lishneim osor, sometimes 12 days. Le'pachus can be no less than 8 days, v'layosor, not more than 12 days. Okay, so, how so? Kedarki l'shmoina, in the normal way, he will be circumcised to 8 days. Noilu l'bein ha'shmoshes, nimu letisha, if the child is born between day and night of Sunday to Monday, so then, you circumcise it
a Monday, because maybe when the day that he was born, it was still day, so then he was born on Sunday, and then you have to circumcise him on Monday. So that would be the ninth day. The eighth day is always the same day of the week that was born, because you go around the week 7 days, and the eighth day is the same day of the week. But in this case, when it's between Sunday and Monday, and you were going to circumcise him on Monday, it's possibly that it's the ninth day, because if Ben Hashmoshes is on Sunday and you circumcise him on Monday, that's the ninth day. So that means Letisha. Then you have Ben Hashmoshes Shalet of Shabbos Nil Mil Asorah. If he was born on Friday between day and night, and you circumcise him on Sunday, that may be the tenth day, because you can't circumcise him on Shabbos, because it doesn't override the Shabbos, because we're not sure that Shabbos is the day, because maybe it's Friday is the day, so you can't do it on Shabbos, so you do it on the Sunday, and Sunday can be the 10th day, because if he was really born on Friday, and the Sunday is 2 days after that, so that's the 10th day. What happens? Yom Tov Lachas Shabbos Nimul Achad Asar. If Sunday is Yom Tov, if Al comes after Shabbos, so then you circumcise him on Monday, which is the 11th day, because you can't still not circumcise him on Yom Tov. Shnei Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah. If Sunday and Monday is Rosh Hashanah, Nimul Shleim Shnei Asar, then he is circumcised on the 12th day on Tuesday. Kot Nachayla. If a child who is sick before the circumcision in Moed Neisach Yavri, we do not circumcise him until he becomes healthy. And then, when he becomes healthy, you wait 24-hour period, 7 days less, and then afterwards you can circumcise him. So the Bar Tanura says, Noilad Ben Hashmoshes, if he was born in Ben Hashmoshes, in between the 2 days, Nimal Letisha, then you circumcise him at the ninth. Shariyem Shmini Shol Mochor, Hu Nimal. He is circumcised on the eighth day of the following day, the Ben Hashmoshes, not of the previous day. Shema Ben Hashmoshes Yemu, since maybe Ben Hashmoshes is really day, so it turns out the Nimel Chi that the circumcision takes place on the ninth day. Hoya Yom Erev Shabbos, if the day was a Friday, then you can't circumcise him on Ben Hashmoshes. You can't circumcise him on Shabbos. Shabbos Abod the Shema Chiyu, because maybe that's the ninth day. Then the circumcision is not at the eighth day, so it doesn't push away Shabbos. And we can't do the meal on Friday, because maybe it's not the eighth day, because maybe it is Shabbos. So you have to wait till Sunday, which is the 10th. What happens if after Shabbos is Yom Tov? So also the circumcision that's not in the time does not override the Shabbos. Then you would be circumcised on Monday, which is the 11th, possibly the 11th from Friday. The two Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, they're considered one sanctity, and a mila that does not that is not at the 8th day, does not override the 2nd day of Rosh Hashanah, as Nimul Yudbeis, he is circumcised at the 12th. If it was sick, the baby, then you wait Achi Yavri until he gets healthy, says the Bar Tanura. The Yavru Olof Shiva Yomim, and then 7 days need to pass, Shleimim, whole 7 days. Meis Leis, 7 24-hour periods, Miyom Shivri, from the day that he got healthy, Vachach Molin Oisei, and then only afterwards is when you circumcise him. Mishnah Vav, Eilahim Tzitzin Ama'akvin Asamila, these are the pieces of skin that are left over from the arla, from the foreskin, which prevent the mila. It's as if he didn't circumcise. If it was left some skin that covers the most part of the place that you from where you cut the foreskin, it's as if you didn't circumcise him. And if he's a kohen, cannot eat truma until they will remove that piece of skin. It is not really skin, but it looks so because he's fat. It seems like the skin bends over upwards. Misakne bin imaris ayin. You have to fix it so it shouldn't see so. So it shouldn't appear like he wasn't circumcised well. Mol v'leporas amila. If one circumcised and did not bend over the skin to the other side, ki le mol, as if he did not circumcise. Mishnah Vav.
Tzitzin, that is kimin nimin shel basar, those are like strands of flesh, nisham and ara, that is left over from the arla. Atara, the crown, he safa gavaya makefes zagid, that's the upper lip that surrounds the gid, some around, and from it, it slants and goes down to the head. Basar achefes reif atara, and the flesh that covers the majority of this atara, the crown, the ktonim asnisim, that is right in the Mishnah, loy teima reif hakefa, doesn't mean most of the circumference of afilu reif geva, but even the majority of the height, the makom echad in one place would be makif. Eine oichel bitruma, he does not eat truma, im koyinu, if he's a koyin, the koyin orl os lecha bitruma, because a koyin who is with foreskin, who is not circumcised, is prohibited to eat truma. Nemar b'Pesach, it says in regards to Pesach, Yishmai Siyud, Toshim v'Soch lo yechol boi, that the Toshim v'Soch shouldn't eat it, v'Nemar b'Truma, Toshim koyin v'Soch lo yechol boi, Ma Pesach asur lo oril, av Truma asur lo, just like the Korban Pesach is prohibited for a person who is with a foreskin, also Truma is prohibited to a person with a foreskin. So we learn it out from Pesach. Ma Pesach, it says b'Ferish, that kol oril lo yechol boi. If he was a heavy person, show you shaman that he was fat. And the flesh that's above his orle appears as after the entire orle was taken. It seems like gives that flesh returns and covers the gid. So he fixed it. And he. Narrows it down, he makes it flow down with a knife from the thickness. So he shouldn't seem like as if he was stuffed. If one circumcised leg pora, but he didn't legila, he didn't reveal the gid kil lemol, as if he didn't circumcise. Yoshuv v'yifra, he needs to go back and he has to reveal. Afilu silik yodei mimenu, even if he removed his hand already, he has to go back and on reveal to remove the skin. And as long as he's still preoccupied in the circumcision of Shabbos, he can cut whether it's those tzitzin, those little pieces of flesh that would prevent the milah, even if those pieces that do not prevent the milah, you can still move them on Shabbos. But after he has already removed his hand, al tzitzin ha'me'akvin, those pieces that prevent the mila, and there is no good mila choizer, then you can go back. But on those strings of flesh that are not, of skin, that are not invalidated, they don't prevent the circumcision to be valid, in a choizer, he's not permitted to go back and fix it on Shabbos. This concludes the 19th chapter of Mishnayos, Masechta Shabbos.